Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Okay, what happened to my America? Where did it go? What happened to America? We went from Dean Martin to rubbing your crotch with bling on your teeth. And I woke up and I have this to say. You ready for this? Extra, extra, hear all about it. The entire conservative movement, God bless them all, is focused on stopping something that has become law, that has been tested by the Supreme Court. And at the same time that they're working on that, Obama's working on passing amnesty. So I'm going to focus only on why I oppose amnesty for illegal aliens. Either you're going to play chess and maybe win a few games, or you're going to continue to play checkers and lose every game in town. I oppose amnesty for illegal aliens for the following reasons. First of all, let me set the stage. I am an immigrant son. Does that give me any special rights to talk about immigration? No. But I am an American. And all we've heard are the voices of non-citizens screaming from every rooftop, with their friends in the Catholic Church, with their friends at Google, with their friends at Facebook, with their friends at NBC, with their friends in the White House, with their friends everywhere but in the streets of America where the American people live. We pay the taxes. And I will tell you why I, an immigrant son, oppose illegal amnesty for illegals. One, it will drain federal funds. Who is going to pay for the... First of all, who's going to pay for Obamacare? So let's start with what you're focused on. We know it's an unaffordable, broken system to begin with. So the very same people who cannot put up a website are now going to flood America with illegal aliens and tell us that they know whether they're criminals or not. It will reward lawbreakers. It will punish immigrants who play by the rules. American workers will lose their jobs to immigrants, especially entry-level workers. It will increase crime. 33% of all prisoners in America are here illegally. And they're not in prison for being here illegally. They're here in prison because they committed major league felonies over and over again. Robberies, rapes, homicides, drug deals. One-third of all prisoners are illegal aliens. Will Obama then say, you know what, we granted amnesty to these 11 million, 50 million illegal aliens, but, you know, they're separated from their fathers and brothers and their uncles and their nephews who are in prison. So we're now going to open up the Bastille and let everyone out of the prisons. Is that what you want? It will change our national identity. It will make us more vulnerable to terrorists. It will create a permanent Democratic majority. We don't know the background of these people. It will break the health care system, which is already broken. It will break the justice system. It will break the hospital system. Shall I go on? Would you like to hear some more of my arguments against amnesty for illegal aliens? Because, again, I have to repeat, the conservatives in the media, and God bless them all, we need every last one of the voices, are playing checkers or black backgammon, while Obama and his minions are playing electronic chess and moving ahead now to pass another monstrous law that will never, ever be overturned unless we stop it before it's passed. And that means we have to oppose amnesty by attacking Republicans and attacking Democrats who are being lobbied around the clock by illegal aliens and their other cohorts. We need security first. We need to fix the unemployment problem. 47% of Americans are paying no income taxes. Do we need to add to their ranks? In the last several months, millions of undocumented aliens have come pouring over the border from Mexico knowing that they will be given instant citizenship. Does that make them good citizens? We tried this once before. It didn't work then. It will not work now. We've tried this during the Reagan administration when Reagan passed immigration reform and he allowed roughly 2.7 million illegal aliens to become citizens. And we were told that in exchange we would have security measures and it would never happen again. Well, it happened again. New immigrants are naturally aligned with liberals. Liberals, liberals. So it's more votes for Democrats. Why are Republicans in favor of it? There will be greater income inequality. There will be more bilingualism. There will be more cultural balkanization. There will be more ethnic unrest. There will be more more crime. There'll be more Mexican and other foreign government intervention in our internal affairs. More poor people will lead to progressively bigger government financed by progressively higher taxes, causing progressively slower growth in productivity. What does that mean? If you put these 11 to 50 million illegal aliens on a path to citizenship, as Obama wants, that means that within a few years they will qualify for the full panoply of government programs. More than 80 means-tested welfare programs, as well as Social Security, Medicare, and Obamacare. How are we going to pay for this? The lifetime fiscal cost, that is, the benefits received minus taxes paid, for the average illegal alien in this country after amnesty will be around $590,000, according to the Heritage Foundation. Amnesty is a terrible, terrible idea. It will be a disaster for America. And again, I want to reiterate, while my good friends in the media, especially in the radio media, are focused on Obamacare, I must remind all of them that Obamacare is the law. It was tested by the Supreme Court and passed. What are you fighting about it when it's already law? And Obama knows he won on that, so he's moving on to his next big socialist plank, which is illegal alien amnesty. If you can stop him there, you can stop him everywhere. If you can't stop him here, then you can't stop him anywhere. And I say we oppose amnesty for illegals. And I will open up the lines. I've given you my reasons why. I know many of you are confused because you're decent people and you say, well, it's a nation of immigrants. Yeah, well, we're not a nation of illegal immigrants. That's number one. Or you will say, well, give everyone a chance. Who's going to pay for it? You? Haven't you seen what Obamacare is already doing? Now what, you want to give over your health care system to non-citizens? How's that going to work out when you go to a hospital? Is the line going to be shorter or longer, all you good liberals? Think about it before you open up. Before you open up your howitzers on me. When you go to a hospital for care a year from now, would the line be longer or shorter if you granted amnesty to 50 million illegal aliens? Do you oppose or approve amnesty for illegal aliens? The phone number to the Savage Nation is 855-400-7282. We're taking on the most important topic and the most important battle left to fight against Obama and his minions. And believe me, he has tremendous support for this from some of the biggest corporations in America, from the Catholic Church, because they want the pews filled up again. They want the coffers filled up again. And they can only get it through illegal aliens. And they should not be meddling in politics because we have a separation of church and state. And I'll say it over and over again. I want the church out of politics. I don't want to hear one more cardinal telling us we have to grant amnesty to illegal aliens or we'll start a march against the church's nonprofit status. I'll do that if I have to. Get out of our political system. Stick to what you know best. Stick to your theology and get out of politics. How dare you tell us that we have to grant amnesty to illegals simply because your pews are emptying out? No, it's not your right to tell us what to do politically. There should be a hard line of separation between church and state. And if we have to unleash the atheist wolves on you, we will. Get out of this field. Stay away from this field. And how about Google? Why does Facebook want illegal aliens? What the heck is Mark Zuckerberg's business telling the world that he wants illegal aliens granted amnesty? What does that creep have to do with this subject? What is that polo shirt wearing creep? What does he know about politics? What, because he had a group of sharp lawyers and a very smart website? Suddenly he's a genius? What the heck does Zuckerberg know about any of this? And why does Zuckerberg and other Zooks and other little Zooks want illegal aliens to have amnesty? What do all the little Zooks in Silicon Valley gain from that? You can figure it out, can't you? You're a big boy. You can figure out that although you were once a good liberal, when your $75 an hour job in Silicon Valley went away and they hired someone for $40 an hour, you said, wait a minute, that's not fair. I went to school and learned how to be a computer programmer. Why did they fire me? That's why, because the little Zooks are greedy, and the little Zooks want cheaper labor. Don't believe one word of their liberal talk. It has nothing to do with compassion. It has everything to do with the bottom line and nothing but the bottom line. To these people, they are men without a country. In my opinion, people like Zuckerberg are men without a country. They have no loyalty to this country, in my opinion. They have only loyalty to their accounting sheets. And I believe, my friends, that if we lose this battle of amnesty for illegal aliens, we will lose the country forever. Obama can be stopped. He can be stopped if 50 million of you started to march and agitate against those Quisling Republicans and sell out so-called blue dog Democrats who want to flood America with 50 million illegal aliens. You can stop them before the vote. It's very hard to stop something after it's law. It's very easy to stop something before it's law. Stop fighting battles you've already lost. That battle is losing on its own. The Obamacare battle is unraveling for Obama because of his gross incompetence and the corruption within the system. It will implode on its own volition. The thing we must be focused upon is his next plank, his next war, his next juggernaut against America's sovereignty, and that is amnesty for illegal aliens. And that is why we're going to have this discussion tonight on the Savage Nation. We will have it tomorrow night in the Savage Nation. We will have it Friday night in the Savage Nation. We'll have it Monday night on the Savage Nation, and Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, and Thursday night, and Friday night, and we will stop the Quisling Republicans. We will stop the Blue Dog Democrats, or we will lose America. As Muhammad Ali said, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I can talk about Indian buffets and Chinese buffets. I can talk about dogs, drums, cars, boats, guns, and jazz music. But when it comes right down to it, there's nobody better than me in terms of politics and strategy. The phone number is 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Escape the talking points and join me, Michael Savage, inside the Savage Nation right here, weeknights at 6 on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
What do we want? Justice. When do we want it?
Immigration is not a crime. Stop the Pentagon. Now's the time.
The United States has been shaped by immigrants.
Comprehensive immigration reform is not dead.
We want to reunite families who have been torn apart by deportation.
Barack Obama, la migratoria ahora. Time is
push us.
Keep pushing us, and together we will deliver immigration reform.
Si se puede, 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 si se puede.
No, si se puede, no, si se puede, no, si se puede. America must push back against the illegal alien hordes who are wrecking our laws, wrecking our borders, wrecking our language, wrecking our culture, wrecking our hospitals, wrecking our schools, wrecking our jails. No, si se puede. This is a nation of laws, not a nation of bands of immigrants demanding. You still have the power to stop this. I realize you didn't get your talking points this morning from talk radio, and you're stuck on Obamacare. Well, it's time to break that record. You're playing catch-up. Obama passed it. They bought off whatever his name is on the Supreme Court. They have something on him. That's how they got it through. We understand that. Everyone was shocked. Mr. whatever his name was, Mr. Weirdo on the Supreme Court, made it the law of the land. It'll fall apart on its own volition. It's so corrupt. It is so incompetent. What are you fighting something that will break apart on its own? Why don't you start fighting for something that's not yet the law, is what Michael Savage is asking you. The majority of Americans, whether they identify as liberal or, Republican or Democrat, I can guarantee you that the Democrat majority, even in liberal California, opposes amnesty for illegal aliens for one simple reason. They know it's a bread and butter issue. They understand what's happened to them now with Obamacare. All of the liberals who get free drugs and free medicine, they realize that the party is over. Now they say, wait a minute, where's the money going to come from? I mean, they're not stupid. They're just ideologically oriented towards a one-world Bolshevism, but they're not ideologically dumb, necessarily. You can call them all the names in the world. Every poll I've ever seen that is, let us say, legitimate, shows that the majority of people who are citizens oppose amnesty for illegal aliens. I've never seen a poll to the contrary. So how then does Obama think he has the mandate to pass this? The answer is because Congress, which is the most hated in the history of the American Republic is working as though it's for another country. It's fundamentally operating on its own platform, not the platform of the people, by the people, and for the people. But you still are the people, and you still have the power. You can picket John McCain's home. You can picket Lindsey Graham's home. You can start making life a living hell for every Republican who is taking the opposition's side. You and the churches, listen to me carefully. Are you telling me that because you're a Catholic, you have to accept amnesty for illegal aliens? Why? Who are these church fathers that they tell you what you should think? Have you lost your own ability to think what's best for yourself and the future of your country? Do you need the cardinals to tell you what's best for yourself and your family? You have no common sense? This is a commonsensical issue. Of course the illegals want citizenship. I don't blame them. What a golden opportunity it is to cash in on America's abundance. What a golden opportunity it is to come here and to cash in on this great welfare state. I also would want amnesty if I came here illegally and I had to wait 20 years for citizenship, or I know I could never get it. Of course I'd want to bring my whole family in. But no, we just have to remind people that there's a price to be paid for this. And the lifeboat is full. And a few more people in this lifeboat call America, and we'll all go down. How do you feel about that? Mike on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. You're the first up today. Are you for or against amnesty for illegal aliens?
That I'm going to prove how I am right now. The other night that I had a George Lopez comedy special that was on the HBO program, and right at the end, they're going to take over the country, and white people are going to be mowing their lawns. They're going to show us the same respect that supposedly the population showed them. And
I rest my case, because if people think that this is a passive group of immigrants, I've got another guess coming for them. I got another guess coming for them of what will happen if amnesty is granted to these hordes of illegal aliens. Thank you very much. So he said, we're going to take over America and turn the white man into a lawnmower. Isn't that nice? I guess Obama didn't watch that comedy special. Or did he write it?
Join
maybe Michelle
Savage
wrote
Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. We're fighting the last major battle that any American citizen can possibly fight, with any reasonable chance of defeating the Bolsheviks who are running this country off the rails. And that is the ultimate battle. It's the battle for the heart and soul of America. Because as you are fighting the Obamacare battle, which has already been lost, and it's been lost, I remind you, no matter what you may think, because it's the law, it was held up by the Supreme Court, it will implode on its own volition. But the battle that has not yet been won by the Bolsheviks and their carrier, their water carrier, Obama, the battle that they have not yet won is the battle to grant amnesty to, what, they say 11 million? Well, that's like saying you can keep your health plan. No, it's not 11 million. It's 50 to 60 million. It's any number they want to bring in from their home countries. No, you can fight it. You can stop it. You can picket every Republican who's turning a coat. You can picket every Republican who's turning coat. You can picket every Democrat who thinks that they own you. Is there not a liberal out there who agrees with me on this? You know, there are many liberals who disagree with me on social policy, but agree with me on fiscal policy. They don't understand this is fiscal policy. Opposing amnesty for illegal aliens is fiscal sanity. Granting amnesty to illegal aliens is fiscal insanity. The only people who will benefit are those who benefit from cheap wages. So that's why they're pushing it. That's why the little zooks. That is why NBC, CBS, that is why the hotel chains, that is why the factories. Now, I have nothing against people from any country, by the way. I'm an immigrant son. I'll repeat it over and over again. Maybe you don't want to hear it. Does that give me any special right to speak about it? No, everyone has a right to speak about it. If illegal aliens can yell their heads off about amnesty, then I can talk about it, can I? I'm not allowed to. It's illegal for me to talk about it. But it's legal for them to take over my National Mall while World War II veterans are locked out with barbed wire gates by Barack Hussein Obama. The world is upside down. But Obama's pushing it very hard right now because he owns the church. Church is behind it. And he owns the big businesses. They own him. Who knows what? Who owns who? Who knows who put who where? But I'm warning you again. Things are changing. They're flooding into the country, waiting for the amnesty declaration. The third Republican in line just backed immigration, the third in a row. We know that who's done it already. So they're falling. They're falling. Representative David Valdeo, California, on Wednesday became the third House Republican to back a Democratic-led immigration reform bill, meaning amnesty for 60 million illegal aliens. And so now's the third Republican House member to fall. So what good is having a Republican if they are going to follow the Bolsheviks? Speaker John Boehner, you know how important he is. John Boehner is still resisting calls to bring the Senate bill to the House floor. Well, that's very good. What is he holding out for a bigger... remember the other one, Mitch McConnell, the gobbler? He held out against Obamacare. Remember the gobbler? Remember the gobbler he held out to the last minute until he got a bridge to nowhere? Remember that one? What's the where's the gobbler stand on this? So last week, Obama mounted his pressure on House GOP lawmakers to pass amnesty by the end of the year. Obama said he'd be open to any legislation as long as it includes a path to citizenship for the 50 million illegal aliens, which is, my friends, let me explain to you again. Illegals of any ethnicity are owed nothing. Their demands are of no value to me. They broke the law by coming here. They can all go home if they don't like it here. We should not reward illegals by giving them legal status while millions of law-abiding would-be immigrants are standing on line for years. Only after we secure the borders, only after all current work permits, all green cards, and citizenship applications have been approved, should we even begin to talk about work permits to those 50 million illegal aliens already in the country. Under no circumstances should these illegals be added to the welfare rolls. They should not be given any state or federal benefits. No SNAP benefits. No medical care. But I'm sorry to tell you, right now the 20 million illegals in the state of California alone are sucking us dry. I will repeat it. It's ugly. It's offensive. But I'll say it anyway. The 20 million illegal aliens, the non-citizens in this state, have bankrupted the state. Never mind the propaganda of Jerry Brown and his newspapers, which he owns. The 20 million illegals in California are on food stamps, free housing, Obama phones, unemployment benefits, Social Security, and Obamacare. If they're not all on it, then some in their family are. And so how are we going to afford 30 to 40 more millions of them? It will add another $100 trillion in unfunded financial liability to this country. $100 trillion in unfunded so-called benefits for the illegal aliens. How is this possible? How is it that our Constitution, which only applies to U.S. citizens, can be applied to non-citizens? How is it possible? Amnesty is a path to citizenship. They are already getting more than what most taxpayers can qualify for, especially in this sick, demented state of California. I am sick and tired of hearing that these poor illegals don't get welfare or that illegals can't vote. They've been encouraged to vote ever since Janet Reno, and I didn't say Janet Napolitano, since Janet Reno converted our motor vehicle bureaus into insta-vote stations for non-citizens. I've affectionately called my motor vehicle bureau here, the DMV, the Department of Mexican Voting. If you find it offensive, it's too damn bad. That's what it is. You go there, you get a license, si se puede, you get your ID, and you go and you vote. And the little old Bolshevik ladies in tennis sneakers and all of the voting booths, all the voting places in California won't even ask you for identity. I once tried to give it, and they got mad at me. I said, what do you mean you won't take my identity? Oh, no, she said, we can't do that. I said, what do you mean you can't do that? Why can't you do that? Ha. Huh. How do you like that? So I'm speaking in all caps tonight. I know that's offensive to liberals. They like to speak in lowercase with proper pronunciation in their voices. I don't. I speak in all caps. You can mark that one down. Michael Savage speaks in all caps. How do you feel about amnesty for illegals? We know most of you oppose it because you're sane taxpayers and you love your country. The path to citizenship runs south. You want a path to citizenship? It runs south, back to where you came from. and then get online and come here legally, like everyone else, like my father and my grandfather. The quotas have not changed. For every illegal that is granted amnesty, some other poor soul who was waiting online gets pushed off the line. To put the lawbreakers at the head of the line is an obscenity. It is pornographic. And it guarantees that more illegals will jump the fences and come here illegally. So, I've made my point. What's your point? Is there anyone out there who is in favor of amnesty for illegals? And if you are, without screaming and yelling, tell me why you're in favor of it. Give me a fiscal reason. Why? Tell me why we should grant amnesty to illegal aliens from a fiscal point of view. Does anyone have that argument? Neil, do you have anyone there? Let's start with KSFO, great station in San Francisco. I'm so glad I'm back on this station. For many years, I was not on. I was on in this market as the king of talk radio for many years. And then I was off because of political pressure put on the station by former management. I know where it came from. The very same people are pushing amnesty right now. Knocked me off KSFO, then knocked me off that other fake station where Porn will be on, along with someone else. Porn will be on it, I think. And I will be on this great Cumulus KSFO station for the duration of this battle. I will be on this station, I will be holding down the fort, and I will be expressing my opinion. And I will tell you this, I have every right to express my opinion. I will not be shouted down, I will not be intimidated, I will not be threatened by the illegal hordes. I have rights as an American citizen, and if they threaten me, I will call the police and I'll call the federal government. I will not be bulldozed by these mobs anymore. They did this to me before. They tried to destroy my career, and destroy it they almost did. You have no idea why I was taken off the air in San Francisco, do you? It was the illegal aliens who did it, and their fellow travelers. In L.A. County alone, the welfare cost for illegals is $650 million a year. Look it up. In Los Angeles County alone, the welfare cost for non-citizens is $650 million. Who's going to pay for it, the liberals? Huh? How come all these new illegal aliens are driving beautiful trucks? And where'd they get the trucks from? How's that possible? How'd they get through? How do they send home $25 to $50 billion a year to their home country and drive around in new pickup trucks? Where'd the money come from? How come you don't have a new pickup truck? Where'd that come from? Oh, taxes? Oh, that's interesting. You mean they don't pay any? Well, maybe they do, but you know, at home, maybe they don't. How about the cost to our schools? How about the bilingual education? What does that cost you? How about the cost of the hospitals? What is that costing you? What does that cost you, mister, you good liberal? We're all very compassionate. We all love humanity. We all love the next man. We all love the next man. But who's going to pay for it? You? Who's going to pay for this? This is Bolshevism. This is Obama's communism. Take from the good people and give to the criminals. Take from the taxpayer and give to the leeches. Of course they come for a better life, but they make others' lives worse. The schools are swimming in anchor babies who don't and won't speak English. And so what are the schools doing? They're not doing what they did in my day. They are lowering their standards so the anchor baby doesn't feel inferior. And what happens to the English-speaking kids? They're called racist when they want to speak English? My friends, this is the last battle. This is the last battle. 30%, I'm going to give you a fact if you're confused. I'll make it simple for you. I'll give you two facts. One, who's going to pay for it? That's number one. Let's make it real simple. Let's cut to the chase. Let's put aside all the rhetoric. Who's going to pay for this? You are, you schmuck. Just like you're paying for Obamacare and for the support of people who, let's say, are sick and need medical care and can't afford it, the young people are going to pay for it. They were hoodwinked by Obama because he was a cool black guy as opposed to the evil white guy named Romney. So they voted for the cool black guy because they've been brainwashed for 30 years, and they're filled with liberal guilt. Self-hating white children, brainwashed for 30 years by the state schools, voted for Obama. They didn't know who he was. How could anyone know who he was? Nobody knew who he was. He don't know who he is. Well, does he know who he is? He darn well knows who he is. And he knows who his paymasters are, and he knows what his end game is. And he's gotten virtually everything he's wanted. And while you're fighting him on something that's already law, the law of the land, passed by the Supreme Court, he's moving on to amnesty for illegal aliens. Now, I realize that you didn't get your talking points this morning from the first talk show of the day, And you certainly didn't get your talking points on illegal alien amnesty from Wallbanger, who's still functioning on yesterday's talking points. But I'm here to give you tomorrow's talking points. I want everyone listening to this show who agrees with me, I want you to call Rush Limbaugh's show, Hannity's show, and anyone else that you can think of. I can't think of anyone else. Any other talk show that may exist where you can get on to talk about his subject and immediately switch the topic and say, hi, Rush, I love you. How, can we talk about amnesty for illegal aliens? You can control the conversation. If you can't do it tomorrow, do it Friday. Flood the lines. Start with talk radio. Take the country back. One radio show at a time. If you think that radio shows are not powerful, you're mistaken. They're very powerful. But right now, they're fighting the wrong battle. They're fighting the Obamacare battle when it's already been lost. It will implode on its own volition. Fight this battle because it's not yet law. If you can win this battle, then you can turn the tide. This is the last battle. This is Washington. You want to go into that fable again about Washington and starting with that? I believed in that when I was 5 years old. I painted a picture of George Washington, and I was walked around PS 48 in the Bronx for making the best picture of Washington crossing the Trenton River. So don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about with those things. Okay, so let's give you a Trenton moment. This is your Trenton moment. We're outnumbered. The troops are starving. The troops are demoralized. We're not wearing winter clothing, and it's snowing on us. The enemy is well supplied. The enemy feels great. The enemy thinks he can overrun us. Well, they can't overrun us. There are more of us than them, damn it. Stand up and count for something, darn it. Stop being such a damn wimp. You can do something, even if it's calling Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity and quietly shifting the topic to amnesty for illegal aliens and why you oppose it. Yes, you can do something. You can start with your talk radio shows. Then you can blog about it. Then you can attack the Quisling Republicans. Then you can attack the Blue Dog Democrats. Oh, you can write off Nancy Pelosi. You can write off the Bolshevik wing of the Democrat Party. Write them off. Don't even waste an electron on them. They're bought and sold for a long time ago, but nothing is enough for them. No matter what they get, no matter how much they feast upon, no matter how much they pillage, it's not enough for them. This wasn't enough for them, Obamacare. You would think a sane presidency would say, you know, the people have had all they can take. Don't push them so hard. Give them a break. But no, you don't understand how Bolsheviks work, do you? They will break you if they can. They want to break you if they can. They are breaking you while they can. Well, break them back! Break them back. You are the people. You are not a serf. You're not living in the Middle Ages. You are a free person. You have the power. You just don't know it. That's all I want to say right now. I don't want to lose my voice for the rest of the week. But when I come back, I'm going to read to you again all of the rational reasons that I oppose amnesty for these criminals. I'll say it again. They're all criminals. And I will tell you again that if we permit the power structure to grant amnesty for illegal aliens, we will lose the country forever. It's over. You will never, ever have the power to change anything. You will be a serf in your own country. You can do it in your churches on Sunday. When your priest gets up there and starts lecturing you about justice for all and reuniting families, you can stand up and you can oppose that priest. Who is he? What, because he wears a white collar, he's sacrosanct? You can stand up in that church and you can say, no, Father, first of all, I oppose politics in this house of God. Second, Father, we can't afford it. Thirdly, I find it offensive that you would use this house of worship for pushing a political agenda, Father. Please stop it or I will leave this church. I will abandon your church, Father. You have that power. You can do this. You have no idea what power you really have. You don't have to march. You can just go to church. You can just call radio shows. You can email the Quislings. You have enormous power. So I say to you, my friends, there are many reasons that are rational, that have nothing to do with race. They have to do with fiscal sanity as to why we oppose amnesty for illegal aliens. The lifeboat is full. A few more and we'll all drown. I'll leave you with these words before I take my break. Si se puede. Si se puede. Yes, we can. Si se puede. Si se puede. You know, in the montage I played, it was very interesting. We'll play it when I come back. I want you to listen carefully. Here's an assignment for you. In the background, one of them screams out something about Victoria Aura, Do you know where those words come from? They're from Fidel Castro's communist revolution. His mantra was, La Victoria Siempre. La Victoria Siempre. These are hardcore Bolshevik communist American hating. I will be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm giving you my arguments against amnesty for illegal aliens. It's an emotional topic. The Bolsheviks own the media. The Bolsheviks own the White House. The Bolsheviks own the Democrat Party. The Bolsheviks own the schools. But they do not own my mind. I'm the son of an immigrant. And he waited online. He worked his heart out and died at 47 of a heart attack to give his son and then his grandson a place in the sun. And I've worked ever since I'm 5 years old. And this country is swamped with millions of illegal aliens. And if you think that they're not cashing in on the welfare state, you're mistaken. They get welfare checks the minute they have an anchor baby. They get HUD homes. Did you know that? Did you know that they get HUD housing? Do you know that they can defraud the IRS saying that they have dependents in Mexico? Do you know that they get $40,000 back on earned income credit for the dependents? Do you know any of this? Do you know that many illegal aliens have boasted that they only want amnesty so they can go back home, primarily to Mexico, and retire on our benefits and live like kings back home off of our Social Security and Medicare? Did you know that? Who is going to pay for this, all of you compassionate liberals? All of you good liberals who hate conservatives and love Barack Obama? All of you lovers of Barack Obama and lovers of Nancy Pelosi and lovers of the anti-American way? Who's going to pay for it, you? Haven't you seen what has happened in the last few weeks with your love of Obama and his medical system? Wait until you see what happens with the illegals.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
What do we want?
Justice.
When do we want it?
Immigration
is not a crime. Stop the Pentagon. Now's the time.
The United States has been shaped by immigrants.
Comprehensive immigration reform is not dead.
We want to reunite families who have been torn apart by deportation.
Barack Obama. Migratoria ahora. Time is
now. Push us. Keep pushing us. And together we will deliver immigration reform.
Si se puede. 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 Si se puede.
No, si se puede. And I'll tell you this, there are more of us than there are them. And if Obama keeps pushing this, he's going to trigger a civil war, which I oppose. This man is limitless in his desire to overturn the apple cart. It's not enough that he created socialized medicine. He now wants to destroy our borders, language, and culture forever, and you can stop him. You can stop him because we still live in a free country. We still have the majority. We still have the vote. We still control the Congress, and we still have the power to fight. Now, I'm a citizen for legal immigration, but only after we've processed all the people who are waiting online. So let's get to know some facts. In 1986, Congress granted amnesty to 3.1 million illegal aliens, and Reagan told us it would end the hordes of illegals coming across the border. Then in 1990, Congress increased legal immigration by 40% and granted amnesty to the illegal relatives or aliens who benefited from the previous amnesty. They say that there are 11 million illegals. You know the government lies. They've lied about you can keep this health plan. They've lied about how much it would cost. So if they say 11 million, I say at least 33 million. The number of illegal aliens in this country is presently unknown, but one thing is for sure, it's more than 11 million. And one other thing is for sure, that if they're granted amnesty, they can bring in their relatives. For every 100 illegal aliens who find jobs in the U.S., 65 American workers are displaced. Each year, more than 72,000 aliens are arrested for drug offenses in the United States. Now, here's one you can take to your liberal friends. Illegal aliens make up over 25% of the federal prison population. Think about this for 1 second. Illegal aliens make up over 25% of the federal prison population. Is Obama going to grant them amnesty too in order for to conduct a family reunification? Think about that for another minute. This means that a group which makes up less than 5% of the overall population is committing 25% of the felonious crimes. In some areas of this country, up to 12% of felonies, 25% of burglaries, 34% of thefts are committed by illegal aliens. In Los Angeles County alone, 95% of all outstanding warrants for homicide, which total approximately 1,200 to 1,500, target illegal aliens. Approximately two-thirds of all fugitive felony warrants, about 17,000 in L.A. alone, are for illegal aliens. Shall I continue or your mind's fogged over already? I'll continue anyway. In Lake County, Illinois, one half of the murderers and 21% of all criminals now in jail are illegal aliens, costing the county an annualized rate of $4,056,945. That's one county in Illinois. About 400,000 illegal aliens who have committed crimes and have been given a deportation order or at large in the United States, and their whereabouts are unknown. In fiscal year 1999, and ages ago, expenses for incarcerating illegal aliens in state and local jails in Pennsylvania alone cost taxpayers $13 million. It's been established the nationwide cost to states and localities for housing illegal criminal aliens is about $3 billion a year. I can go on and on. Illegal immigration costs the United States taxpayers about $113 billion a year at the federal, state, and local level. The bulk of the costs, some $84 billion, are absorbed by state and local governments. That means your state taxes, which are through the roof, are paying primarily for illegal aliens. Education. Why do you think that while we once had the greatest education system in the world, top of the line, math and science, we're now in the toilet? Do you think this happened by accident? Where do you think your education dollars are going? Where do you think it's going? Bilingual education. Education for the children of illegal aliens constitutes the single largest cost of taxpayers, an annual price tag of $52 billion absorbed by state and local governments, meaning your state taxes. Most illegal aliens, despite what you've been told by Obama and the church, and by Mark Facebook, most illegal aliens, no matter what Facebook says, do not pay income taxes. Among those illegals who do pay income taxes, much of the revenues that are collected are refunded to the illegal aliens when they file tax returns. Many illegal aliens are also claiming tax credits, which results in payments from the U.S. Treasury to them, which is how they all have new cars. Additionally, the estimated cost of illegal immigration to Indiana State alone is $608 million per year. It is time to end the abuse of American weakness and American generosity. I believe in the law of the land. I believe you should believe in the law of the land. I believe you have to understand this has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with fiscal sanity. Fiscal sanity. Obama said, sign the bill and then I will secure the borders. No, my friend. Secure the borders first and then we can decide if we can even afford the illegal aliens. Here are some of the hard facts. 25 to 30% of all inmates in federal prisons are illegal immigrants. Doesn't that worry you? A staggering number of illegal immigrants are housed in California's prisons and jails. And who do you think's footing that bill? You are. That's why your state taxes are through the roof. And who will release the illegal aliens from prison? Why, Obama may do that. If he grants amnesty to the illegals in the name of family reunification, isn't it true that many of the family members are in prison, or some of them are? You can't do that to a family. Because this is an evil thing to do, is to keep someone in prison when they have a family somewhere. So what are we going to do, open up the Bastille now and let the prisoners out? Are you people crazy? Is there no limit to your insanity? You know, I wrote a book years ago called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. I was right then, I'm right now, and I'm right here at 855-400-7282. I'll take your calls. Are you for or against it? Do you support or oppose amnesty for illegals? Yes or no? KSFO, Taylor, San Francisco, go ahead, please.
Dr. Savage, how did the people that want amnesty for the illegals do not understand that once that's granted and the liberals get their way, that the next flood comes in and even lowers their wages further? I'm a person that enjoys working with my hands. I'm a gardener. I'm a landscaper. I'm a botanist. They
Good.
Do not understand that it's going to further lower the wages of the American citizen. And I'm on the low end. And you have to
understand. I understand that. And by the way, while we're talking about this, I want to be very clear. We all know many people who are the hardest working people in this country come from Mexico, El Salvador, Nicaragua. We know that. They're beautiful people. They're hardworking people. They're family-oriented people. We know that. But we have to make the point that there are costs to this benevolence, and we don't have the money. Our nation is broke. The entry-level jobs that are being taken by these hardworking people would go to many of the people who are on welfare right now if they were forced off welfare. What jobs do you think they would be taking? Who was the gardener in my day? I'll tell you who the gardeners were. They were Sicilian immigrants. Did you know that?
Yep.
Did you know that when I was a kid, many of the gardeners were Sicilian immigrants who broke their back in the sun all day long? I remember it. I lived in Queens, New York. I remember how hard these guys worked. Most of the gardeners were Sicilian immigrants, the way today most are from El Salvador or Mexico. I love to see hardworking people. I come from hardworking immigrant stock myself. But you can't look at one family or one man and say, oh, that's great, they're all nice people. It doesn't matter if they're all nice people. What matters is, can you afford 30 to 50 million illegal aliens and all of the benefits that go with it? You know, there's a way to split the difference on this, which is to say, I'll tell you what. You have a job. You're working in this country. You want to become a citizen. Maybe we can work it out if you agree in writing that you nor your family will not take any benefits from a state or federal, state, or local government for the next 15 years and that you will pay your taxes. I could say give them a path to citizenship. Would you agree with that one?
Absolutely, Doctor.
It's not all or nothing. It's not all or nothing. It's not a zero-sum game. It's not a battle of who's right and who's wrong and who wins and who loses. The country loses if you grant them a blanket amnesty. So you can split the difference here. You can be rational about it. You have a job. You're working in a factory. You're a school teacher. I don't know what you are, firemen. I don't know what people are doing who are here illegally. They're probably doing everything. Fine, bring them out of the shadows. They sign a document which says, neither I nor my family will take social services or welfare for 5 years. I will not bring anyone in my family from my home country. I will not send any of my money home to my home country. I will pay all of my back taxes before I send any more money to my home country. Okay, fine. You can have a path to citizenship along with a secure border. What's wrong with that? If they're working here, why not let them work here if they're going to pay taxes and not suck the welfare system dry? What's wrong with that idea?
Absolutely nothing. And you got to understand that people that are from different descents understand you come to this country to homogenize to this country. Don't bring your culture with you and expect for it to be represented. You have to...
Well, but here's the problem. Every immigrant group has had their own little pocket ever since I've been a child, whether it was the Jewish people in the Jewish quarters or the Irish communities or the Italian communities. I mean, to this day, you go into Italian districts and the people speak Italian. This is 100 years later, right? But they also speak English. They may have a local Italian newspaper in some communities, but they also have a respect and a love for America, unlike most people in this country. So there's a difference between throwing out your culture and assimilating. You don't have to do one to do the other. You don't have to assimilate and throw your culture out, is what I'm trying to say. You can do both, is what I'm getting at. Thank you for the call. God bless all hardworking people. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. So all of the other folks in talk radio, God bless them all, are fighting a lost battle right now. They're arguing against Obamacare, which is a theoretical argument because it's the law of the land. It even cleared the Supreme Court. So what are they screaming about? Obamacare is the law. It will collapse on its own volition as it is already doing. But Obama's not happy with just breaking our medical system. He now wants to break our social system and our borders forever by passing amnesty for illegal aliens. And he has some very powerful allies with him. He has the huge corporations who want cheap labor. He has the Catholic Church who want the pews filled up with parishioners. He has people like Zuckerberg, who God knows what he's sticking his foolish nose into this issue for, other than cheap labor. There's no other reason for it. Why is Silicon Valley screaming for amnesty for illegals so they can get cheaper workers? What do you think? It's not enough for them. They own a 400-foot yacht. They need an 800-foot yacht. They can't pay an American worker $75 an hour as a programmer. They need to get someone for $30 an hour from Taiwan. Is that what they want? I'm the only one in the media talking about amnesty for illegal aliens, and I oppose it. And I've given you the reasons why. And I've told you what you can do to help. And now I'll take your calls on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE. Greg on WABC, go ahead, please.
All right. Michael, I've been listening to you since time immemorial, you know, on the radio, theater stations, et cetera, and I really love you, you know, your ideas, et cetera. Now, let me tell you two very important points left out consistently, you know, by the media, including you, Mr. Savage. One is, what about the United States, the southern borders? Soon, you know, the Hispanic population, specifically Mexicans.
Wait, I don't know what you're saying. Look, I know you're a good person. You love the show. Are you in favor of illegal aliens, amnesty, or oppose it?
This is by vote, by the ballot.
I said, do you oppose or approve amnesty for illegals?
I'm absolutely against it for a couple of reasons. Another reason.
All right, so we agree. So where do we disagree then?
All right, well, there are two points that you haven't brought up. One is the loss of taxes and the southern borders within.
What do you mean the loss? I've been talking about the loss of taxes for an hour and a half now.
Okay, another point regarding illegal aliens. Once they're legalized, right, we'll lose cheap labor. So employers are once again going to resort to foreign.
That's right. Then they'll resort to the next wave of illegal aliens from the next country that can flood the. Of course, that's the way it's going to work.
So they'll be coming in over and over.
But I said that Reagan did this to us in the mid-80s, promising us amnesty would be the last amnesty. He did it in 1986, I think. And what happened after Reagan granted amnesty? It happened again 3 years later.
You know what happens then? When in 1980...
All right, thank you, my friend. Keep listening and listen carefully. Now I'm going to give you a new fact. How much do you think it costs to house an inmate per year, an illegal alien in California? Let's start with California. How much do you think this broken state is paying to house an inmate in prison? $44,563 a year. I'll say it again. California prisons, $44,000 a year to house an inmate. How can we afford this? That's $1 billion a year when you multiply it by the number of illegals in prison. And yet you have the liberal lawyers screaming that the medical system in prisons is not adequate for them, for all of them, all the prisoners, legal, illegal. They want more medical costs. Who's paying for it? How can a country go on like this with so many special interests ripping the country apart? If we had a sane governor and a sane president who had any balance and didn't have just such a hard Bolshevik agenda that they pushed day and night, until the people snap and there's a civil war in the country. If they could only rationally understand that even the ancient Chinese knew this, that a wise leader is a leader who respects the people and wants the people to feel good. A wise leader is not a leader who pushes the people to the breaking point. That is an evil leader. And the people are now pushed to a breaking point. I don't even know of liberals who are in favor of amnesty for illegals, especially after the debacle of Obamacare. Are you telling me those good Prius-driving liberals from San Francisco who are in love with every illegal alien they meet because they're in a sanctuary city, now that they find out that their Obamacare is going to cost them $7,000 to $10,000 a year more, suddenly they're going to want more people in the medical system? I don't think so. Again, let's put aside all the emotions for 1 minute. It's a fiscal issue. This is a fiscal issue. We cannot afford amnesty for illegal aliens. Put every other argument aside, even though the other arguments are just as important, if not more so, as I have spelled out in all of my books over the last 20 years. Once a nation loses its identity and its pride, they can never be regained. I wrote that in my last book, Trickle Down Tyranny.
Join
an army can
Savage
be rebuilt.
Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
ASFO.
play something for you that you have to listen to, and you'll understand that why I when I play Charlie Rose insulting Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney has had a heart transplant, and he's promoting a book. He went on the Charlie Rose show, and Charlie Rose said to him, would you have seen Iraq differently if you had more oxygen to your brain, while Cheney was talking about his heart transplant? I want you to understand why I'm playing this for you. This is why you never see Michael Savage on television. Don't think I don't get invitations. I've rejected the slimy limey. I've rejected the poisonous flower Charlie Rose. You'll never see me on any of these Bolshevik shows. They're no good. They're evil. They're underminers. Rose, by the way, another good liberal like Al Gore, who just loves the environment. Gore's father, as you know, was into big coal. He worked for Occidental Coal Company, old Senator Gore. Sort of like the old story that the pig slaughter company, I forget, Truns, used to say that they package everything but the squeal. The Gores are a very smart family. Father made it on coal, and the son makes it on carbon credits. What could be better than that? Now, here's Charlie Rose, the good liberal who poses a man who's for everything good, probably opposes big sodas. Do you know what his parents did for a living? Nothing wrong with it. They were tobacco farmers who owned a country store. Tobacco farmers. And I'm sure he opposes cigarettes. I'm sure he opposes cigarettes. So, you see, Dick Cheney goes on to the Rose show, and listen what happens in clip 17.
The heart arteries are clean. I have not had clean heart arteries probably since I was 20 years old. So it's a remarkable.
So do you feel different?
Well, no, I feel healthy.
I mean,
strong.
When you were 60, do you feel different today than you did when you were 60? Before it really got bad.
Well, it really got bad.
Because we could have had a better vice president
if I just got
a damn transplanter.
Yeah, right.
Might you have seen Iraq differently if we had more oxygen to your brain?
Isn't that a nice liberal? I thought they're compassionate and they don't ridicule people who are ill or older people than them. So Charlie Rose is the snotty, evil person that you always felt he was, which is why you'll never see me on Charlie Rose. I don't need them to set me up with their snide questions. You know what? He can come on my show and I'll set him up with some questions. I'll ask him about how he feels about his parents selling tobacco. We'll see how he answers that question. You know, are you now or have you ever been a member of the tobacco conglomerate, Charlie? But I wouldn't waste my time. There are too many other things to talk about. But the thing is that I'm sure Charlie Rose and all of the networks are in favor of amnesty because they're all good liberals. And they all have their marching orders from those who control them. All the networks are in favor of amnesty for illegals because they want a homogenized New World Order, one government that runs the entire world. There's no other reason for the amnesty for illegal aliens other than, as I said to you, lower wages, lower wages, lower wages. Otherwise, why would a snot-nose like Mark Zuckerberg be sticking his nose into this? What does that schmuck know about politics? What, because he had a good computer program while he was in a college dorm in his adolescence and he was able to float a note on his company and make billions of dollars while people lost billions of dollars? He's a great genius all of a sudden. And that's why the Mr. Undershirt's invited to the White House. And he's marching now ahead of the line. All him and the little Zooks of Silicon Valley. They're all marching. All the pimply-faced Zooks are marching for amnesty for illegal aliens. Why? What do you think, that it's their compassion speaking? Don't be a fool. It has nothing to do with compassion. They want cheap labor. That's the reason they're marching. They want cheaper labor. They want to replace you with somebody who worked for less. Make no mistake about it. So I will tell you again, this is not a zero-sum game. I'm not a fool. I can understand reality. I know how to negotiate reality. In any negotiation, both sides have to take something away from the table. Both sides have to win. People have to walk away feeling that they can breathe. You can't starve the other side of all the oxygen and expect a civil war not to break out in the country. So here's my proposal for splitting the difference. You're here in this country illegally, but you have a job. You have a real job. You're not a drug dealer. You have a real job. You're killing yourself. You're working 12 hours a day. God bless you. We love you. Okay? You're going to sign a piece of paper, a real piece of paper, which says you cannot have any of your dependents nor yourself on any public benefits for 5 years. You cannot bring in any relatives from your home country for 10 years. You will pay all of your back taxes. And if you don't, you will be deported immediately. If you're found to be cashing in the welfare system, directly or indirectly, you will be deported immediately. Okay? Fine. I have no. You have a problem with that? Why shouldn't they be given a citizen? They're here anyway, and they're working. What problem do you have with that? I know you're going to say you're a purist, and they should all be kicked out. Forget that. That's not happening. No, what you do is you deport the prisoners. You don't start by deporting the workers. Use your sense. Use your brains. You deport the felons, and you build an iron wall between us and the southern border. You do what Israel did. You notice you haven't seen any bombs going off in discos anymore in Israel? Remember the liberals screamed how fascistic it was of the poor Jews to put up walls when their children were being dismembered by the Palestinians' bombs? Remember that? You forgot all of that, you fools? Oh, it's illegal to put up a wall. Oh, it's humiliating to the Palestinians to put up a wall. Oh, it's inhumane to put up a wall. Oh, it's against human rights to put up a wall. Well, put up a wall they did. I haven't seen any bombs going off in any Tel Aviv cafes, have you? Because they put up a wall that cannot be broached. That is what we need on our southern border. That is what we need on our southern border, and we needed it 10 years ago. So if you grant the fact that with great border security and a wall that's impenetrable, the Great Wall of America, why do you think China built the Great Wall of China? This is an interesting piece of history. Does anyone listening to the show know anything about history? Are you that naive that you don't understand that every nation on earth has erected walls to maintain its cultural and cultural and social identity? Are you that stupid that you'll buy Nancy Pelosi's lies again? The Great Wall of China was constructed at huge cost in order to keep out the Mongol hordes that were invading China. And it did keep them out. That's how China maintained its integrity for centuries. And they patrolled it. So we can build the Great Wall of America. I don't care what they think in The Hague. You care what the perverts in The Hague think about America? Since when did they dictate what we're supposed to think? We need a Great Wall of America. We could start raising the money for the Great Wall of America. Okay? One less trip to Disneyland. One less trip to Provence. One less bottle of wine. Put out tin cups around America. The Great Wall of America. If the government can't afford it, we can. And I said, you can come up with a compromise solution. We all know who do the hard work. We're not blind. We're not stupid. We're not deaf, dumb, and blind. We know who's working hard here. God bless them. God bless them. And I say to you that there's a middle ground here. It's not all or nothing. It can't be amnesty for 50 million illegals. Forget about it, Mr. Obama. It's not happening. You'll cause a revolution in the country. Maybe that's what you want. Can't be an amnesty for illegal aliens, a blanket amnesty. Forget about it. Nor can it be deport them all. Forget about that. That's absurd. No, there's a middle ground. And there's a middle ground that I just laid out for you on the Savage Nation. You'll have to digest it. We can talk about it. There is a middle ground that I've laid out, and it's rational. I'm an architect of many ideas in this country, and that's a good one. It's a very good one. Now, I want to go back to one of my great works called Trickle Up Poverty. And in this book, there's an entire chapter on illegal immigration that I want to, well, I'll read you one paragraph. I told you that no longer can we be Barack Obama's sheeple and let the American dream be trampled, beaten, and burned to the ground. That's quite inflammatory, I realize. But I said that Obama is going to impoverish the middle class through his confiscatory taxes, by socializing our health care system. Everyone's copied that, by the way. And by putting our lives in the hands of corrupt and pro-socialist politicians. Was I wrong? Did I say one word so far that's wrong? In the next paragraph I wrote, the Homeland erasing our border with Mexico, the Homeland Security Department that can't shoot straight is gutting the Constitution in the name of protecting illegal aliens when it should be focusing on keeping out the terrorists and drug dealers. I can read more, lining the pockets of his Wall Street buddies, propagandizing the media, ignoring the Tea Party, the voice of the people. So don't think I don't understand the bigger picture. I do. But while everyone else in talk radio is following a dead end, they're fighting yesterday's battle, which has already been lost. You lost the Obamacare battle. It is imploding on its own volition. It's exploded before it left the shipyard. As it was coming down the skids, the hull broke apart. So what are you screaming about? It's a bad ship? The people will understand that it's a bad ship. It's sinking. before it's even floated. So what do you have to scream about that for? He's about to launch another ship that's going to sink us. The ship is called Amnesty for Illegals. So that one you can stop. You can cut off the funding. You can picket every Republican turncoat like McCain and Lindsey Graham. You can get up in your churches on Sunday, and when your priests start to tell you that we need amnesty for illegals, you can get up and say, hey, Father, you are violating our separation of church and state. You have no right to do that in a church. I want to take a caller on this, and that is from WBXY in Florida. Garrett, you're a lawyer, correct?
Yes.
So my position is that the churches are violating their code of their tax-free code by talking about amnesty for illegals. Is that correct?
Yes. I just went through this. I'm a Catholic, and I just went through this with a priest at my church who repeatedly every week talked about amnesty for illegal immigrants. And I finally, after listening to it for about 3 or 4 weeks, stood up and told him that that's a violation of the Constitution, church and state.
Good.
Churches get their tax-free status from the IRS. Now, that priest has the same right to free speech that you and I do, but
correct.
Inside the church.
Correct. That is absolutely right. They have no right to politicize the church. If they do, they can lose their tax-free status. But more importantly, because the government will never pull the tax-free status of a useful idiot or a like-minded fellow traveler like this priest, what they can do is lose the parishioners who have had enough of this communism in their church, in their pews.
Well, as it turns out, the IRS has, I mean, the law is very specific. The IRS has at different times pulled the tax-free status for different churches for doing similar things and becoming politicized.
That's right. If a church spoke out against homosexuality, I can guarantee you the government would take away their status as a church, wouldn't they?
Yes, and whether they would do it to the Catholic Church, I don't know. But here's the interesting thing about it. Even if the IRS did not do it, an individual in that church can report them to the IRS and then can sustain that by taking legal action against the church.
Well, and, some major league forces in this country are lining up with Obama to grant amnesty to illegals. It's a flood. And the churches are one of the largest supporters of this movement for amnesty, which is shocking to me, by the way, but understandable from their point of view, because the pews have emptied out of indigenous citizens, and they need to refresh the pews, as it were, and make sure the coffers are rolling again with the change. Isn't that correct?
That's a lot of it. A lot of the illegals are Catholic, and have come from Mexico and so forth. So yes, it does. It puts people back into pews, and it puts people, money in the coffers and so forth. And there's a couple other things that I think that go along with a few of the things that you said about what's going to happen. A lot of people don't realize how big a problem, certainly in California, because I live in Santa Barbara when I'm actually going to my daughter's wedding. But how big a problem Hispanic gangs, MS-13, the Serranos, the Norteños, are in California.
Well, all you got to do is ask our local police or the highway patrol what they're facing every day and how they risk their lives and what they think about amnesty for illegal aliens. Ask them if they want that. Don't ask the bosses who run the CHP or the captains who run the precincts. Ask the cops whose lives are on the line every day what they think about facing machine gun toting gang members.
95% of the drug trade in America is now controlled by the Mexicans. And the prisons are full. You talk about the 25-30% in federal prison. They're in.
Yes, but how does granting amnesty to illegal aliens tie into this problem of drug dealing? I don't quite see the connection.
Okay, well, here's the way it is. You talk about the hardworking guy. Juan and his wife come over here. They work hard. They work 12, 15 hours a week, and they have a couple of kids. And those kids, it's the kids that are required. Now, this I know for a fact, the kids in the neighborhoods are required to join the gang. And every gang has its territory, and that's where the gang wars come from, in protecting their territory. And most of them...
this is another topic for another day, sir, which is the war on drugs, whatever happened to it. How's that for a show topic? The DEA hasn't gone away, has it? We still have a DEA. Where's the war on drugs? What, did Obama kill that war too?
Pretty much.
I think Obama's ended the war on drugs and started the war in America. Thank you for the call. I'm running flat out of time. I'm giving you the rational reasons for opposing amnesty for illegal aliens. And here they are all over again if you missed it. I will read them to you again the minute I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So let's put it as a fiscal problem. Granting amnesty to illegal aliens is fiscal suicide. That's one issue, and it's the major issue. It doesn't matter what your politics are or your cultural orientation. Those are other arguments. It would reward lawbreakers, yes. It will punish immigrants who've been waiting online for years. American workers would lose jobs to illegals. It would increase crime. It would drain federal funds. It will change our national identity. It will make us more vulnerable to terrorists. It will create a permanent Democratic majority. How can any Republican vote for this? It's impossible. We have a 9.7% unemployment rate. You want more jobs taken from citizens? 47% of Americans pay no income taxes. Do we really need to add to their ranks by those who stay at home? Remember, not every illegal alien who we see working represents their entire family. They're only one part of that family. You don't see the silent part of that picture, do you? This was tried once before. Ronald Reagan granted amnesty to 2.7 million illegal aliens. What happened? Nothing. Nothing. It goes on and on and on. And by the way, putting 30, 60 million illegal aliens on a path to citizenship means that within a few years, they will all qualify for the full panoply of government benefits. More than 80 means-tested welfare programs, as well as Social Security, Medicare, and Obamacare. The lifetime fiscal cost, according to Heritage.org, for the average illegal immigrant after amnesty would be around $590,000. There are other reasons that I oppose amnesty for illegal aliens. If you want one to take home to your family or your church tonight, it's because we just can't afford it. Take everything else and put it aside. You're granting lawbreakers a benefit. You can take every other argument. Our borders, language, and culture will be diluted. All true, but make it simple. Keep it simple, stupid. We can't afford it. Stop focusing on Obama's last battle. He's got you flummoxed with the Obamacare. I told you it's the law of the land. It was passed by the Supreme Court. You can scream all you want. The ship's falling apart anyway. What are you screaming about? Before the ship left the skids, it broke apart on the skids. It broke apart coming down the skidway. That's Obamacare. So stop wasting your breath. He's now going to launch the next ship called Amnesty. Before he even knocks the chocks out from under the hull, stop him. Stop him. Picket McCain. Picket Graham. Picket the Republicans. Picket Boehner. Don't give them a minute's breath. You can do it. You can do it in your church. You can do it in your schools. You can do it in your office. Just say no to amnesty. Print up a sticker. You're an American. Stand up for your country. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the right Savage back. Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Welcome to hour number three of The Savage Nation for Wednesday, October 30th, 2013. MichaelSavage.com, home of The Savage Nation, where borders, language, and culture reign. If we go to my website, we see many important stories, including a picture of the Moldovian dancer who was on the bridge of the ship, the Costa Concordia, when the Italian captain apparently went overboard and turned the ship on its side. But that's not the most important story, nor is Happy Halloween. Today we're talking about why we must stop immigration reform, because it's not immigration reform. It's amnesty by any other name. Do you want to hear the reasons why you must do this? Let me give you the reasons. First of all, Obama's already working on it, while the talk show hosts in America are doing a very good job of fighting something that's already become law, meaning Obamacare, like a bunch of children. He's already moving on to try to pass the law, which they could block if they focused on it. So I'll focus on it. Why do I oppose amnesty? I am the son of an immigrant. How about a few ideas for you? You ready for them? It would reward lawbreakers. It would punish immigrants who play by the rules. American workers will lose jobs to immigrants. It will increase crime. It will drain federal funds. It will change our national identity. It will make us more vulnerable to terrorists. It would create a permanent Democratic majority. Do you need a few more ideas? I'll give you a few. See, I don't oppose immigrants. I oppose illegal immigrants, especially when the lifeboat is full. How about the great health care system that isn't working? You're telling me by adding 11 to 60 million people to it, it's going to work better? How about the justice system, which is already broken? How about our jails and our hospitals, which are overcrowded? How about changing the landscapes of elections permanently? How about watering down English? How about destroying our borders? How about eliminating our culture? Would you like a few more ideas? Well, you'll hear more arguments against amnesty before the show is over tonight. I suggest that you pay close attention to the Savage Nation over the next few days, where we try to be a few steps ahead of the opposition. And again, I want to reiterate, while my good friends in the media, especially in the radio media, are focused on Obamacare, I must remind all of them that Obamacare is the law. It was tested by the Supreme Court and passed. What are you fighting about it when it's already law? And Obama knows he won on that, so he's moving on to his next big socialist plank, which is illegal alien amnesty. If you can stop him there, you can stop him everywhere. If you can't stop him here, then you can't stop him anywhere. And I say we oppose amnesty for illegals. And I will open up the lines. I've given you my reasons why. I know many of you are confused because you're decent people and you say, well, it's a nation of immigrants. Yeah, well, we're not a nation of illegal immigrants. That's number one. Or you will say, well, give everyone a chance. Who's going to pay for it? You? Haven't you seen what Obamacare is already doing? Now what, you want to give over your health care system to non-citizens? How's that going to work out when you go to a hospital? Is the line going to be shorter or longer, all you good liberals? Think about it before you open up. Before you open up your howitzers on me. When you go to a hospital for care a year from now, would the line be longer or shorter if you granted amnesty to 50 million illegal aliens? Do you oppose or approve amnesty for illegal aliens? In my opinion, people like Zuckerberg are men without a country. They have no loyalty to this country, in my opinion. They have only loyalty to their accounting sheets. And I believe, my friends, that if we lose this battle of amnesty for illegal aliens, we will lose the country forever. Obama can be stopped. He can be stopped if 50 million of you started to march and agitate against those quisling Republicans and sell out so-called blue dog Democrats who want to flood America with 50 million illegal aliens. You can stop them before the vote. It's very hard to stop something after it's law. It's very easy to stop something before it's law. Stop fighting battles you've already lost. That battle is losing on its own. The Obamacare battle is unraveling for Obama because of his gross incompetence and the corruption within the system. It will implode on its own volition. The thing we must be focused upon is his next plank, his next war, his next juggernaut against America's sovereignty, and that is amnesty for illegal aliens. America must push back against the illegal alien hordes who are wrecking our laws, wrecking our borders, wrecking our language, wrecking our culture, wrecking our hospitals, wrecking our schools, wrecking our jails. No, si se puede. This is a nation of laws, not a nation of bands of immigrants demanding. You still have the power to stop this. I realize you didn't get your talking points this morning from talk radio and you're stuck on Obamacare. Well, it's time to break that record. You're playing catch-up. Obama passed it. They bought off whatever his name is on the Supreme Court. They have something on him. That's how they got it through. We understand that. Everyone was shocked. Mr. Whatever his name was. Mr. Weirdo on the Supreme Court made it the law of the land. It'll fall apart on its own volition. It's so corrupt. It is so incompetent. What are you fighting something that will break apart on its own? Why don't you start fighting for something that's not yet the law, is what Michael Savage is asking you. The majority of Americans, whether they identify as Republican or Democrat, I can guarantee you that the Democrat majority, even in liberal California, opposes amnesty for illegal aliens for one simple reason. They know it's a bread and butter issue. They understand what's happened to them now with Obamacare. All of the liberals who get free drugs and free medicine, they realize that the party is over. Now they say, wait a minute, where's the money going to come from? I mean, they're not stupid. They're just ideologically oriented towards a one-world Bolshevism, but they're not ideologically dumb, necessarily. You can call them all the names in the world. Every poll I've ever seen that is, let us say, legitimate, shows that the majority of people who are citizens oppose amnesty for illegal aliens. I've never seen a poll to the contrary. So how then does Obama think he has the mandate to pass this? The answer is because Congress, which is the most hated in the history of the American Republic, is working as though it's for another country. It's fundamentally operating on its own platform, not the platform of the people, by the people, and for the people. But you still are the people, and you still have the power. You can picket John McCain's home. You can picket Lindsey Graham's home. You can start making life a living hell for every Republican who is taking the opposition's side. You and the churches, listen to me carefully. Are you telling me that because you're a Catholic, you have to accept amnesty for illegal aliens? Why? Who are these church fathers that they tell you what you should think? Have you lost your own ability to think what's best for yourself and the future of your country? Do you need the cardinals to tell you what's best for yourself and your family? You have no common sense? This is a commonsensical issue. Of course the illegals want citizenship. I don't blame them. What a golden opportunity it is to cash in on America's abundance. What a golden opportunity it is to come here and to cash in on this great welfare state. I also would want amnesty if I came here illegally and I had to wait 20 years for citizenship. Or I know I could never get it. Of course I'd want to bring my whole family in. But no, we just have to remind people that there's a price to be paid for this. And the lifeboat is full. And a few more people in this lifeboat call America and we'll all go down. The phone number is 855-407-2282. It's the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. We're fighting the last major battle that any American citizen can possibly fight with any reasonable chance of defeating the Bolsheviks who are running this country off the rails. And that is the ultimate battle. It's the battle for the heart and soul of America. Because as you are fighting the Obamacare battle, which has already been lost, and it's been lost, I remind you, no matter what you may think, because it's the law, it was held up by the Supreme Court, it will implode on its own volition. But the battle that has not yet been won by the Bolsheviks and their carrier, their water carrier, Obama, the battle that they have not yet won is the battle to grant amnesty to, what, they say 11 million? Well, that's like saying you can keep your health plan. No, it's not 11 million. It's 50 to 60 million. It's any number they want to bring in from their home countries. No, you can fight it. You can stop it. You can picket every Republican who's turning a coat. You can picket every Republican who's turning coat. You can picket every Democrat who thinks that they own you. Is there not a liberal out there who agrees with me on this? You know, there are many liberals who disagree with me on social policy but agree with me on fiscal policy. They don't understand this is fiscal policy. Opposing amnesty for illegal aliens is fiscal sanity. Granting amnesty to illegal aliens is fiscal insanity. The only people who will benefit are those who benefit from cheap wages. So that's why they're pushing it. That's why the little zooks, that is why NBC, CBS, that is why the hotel chains, that is why the factories. Now, I'm nothing against people from any country, by the way. I'm an immigrant son. I'll repeat it over and over again. Maybe you don't want to hear it. Does that give me any special right to speak about it? No, everyone has a right to speak about it. If illegal aliens can yell their heads off about amnesty, then I can talk about it, can I? I'm not allowed to. It's illegal for me to talk about it. But it's legal for them to take over my National Mall while World War II veterans are locked out with barbed wire gates by Barack Hussein Obama? The world is upside down. But Obama's pushing it very hard right now because he owns the church. Church is behind it. And he owns the big businesses. They own him. Who knows what? Who owns who? Who knows who put who where? But I'm warning you again. Things are changing. They're flooding into the country waiting for the amnesty declaration. The third Republican in line just backed immigration, the third in a row. We know that who's done it already. So they're falling. They're falling. Representative David Valdeo, California, on Wednesday became the third House Republican to back a Democratic-led immigration reform bill, meaning amnesty for 60 million illegal aliens. And so now's the third Republican House member to fall. So what good is having a Republican if they're going to follow the Bolsheviks? Speaker John Boehner, you know how important he is. John Boehner is still resisting calls to bring the Senate bill to the House floor. Well, that's very good. What is he holding out for a bigger... remember the other one, Mitch McConnell, the gobbler? He held out against Obamacare. Remember the gobbler? Remember the gobbler he held out to the last minute until he got a bridge to nowhere? Remember that one? Where's the gobbler stand on this? So last week, Obama mounted his pressure on House GOP lawmakers to pass amnesty by the end of the year. Obama said he'd be open to any legislation as long as it includes a path to citizenship for the 50 million illegal aliens, which is, my friends, let me explain to you again. Illegals of any ethnicity are owed nothing. Their demands are of no value to me. They broke the law by coming here. They can all go home if they don't like it here. We should not reward illegals by giving them legal status while millions of law-abiding would-be immigrants are standing on line for years. Only after we secure the borders, only after all current work permits, all green cards, and citizenship applications have been approved, should we even begin to talk about work permits to those 50 million illegal aliens already in the country. Under no circumstances should these illegals be added to the welfare rolls. They should not be given any state or federal benefits. No SNAP benefits. No medical care. But I'm sorry to tell you, right now the 20 million illegals in the state of California alone are sucking us dry. I will repeat it. It's ugly. It's offensive. But I'll say it anyway. The 20 million illegal aliens, the non-citizens in this state, have bankrupted the state. Never mind the propaganda of Jerry Brown and his newspapers, which he owns. The 20 million illegals in California are on food stamps, free housing, Obama phones, unemployment benefits, Social Security, and Obamacare. If they're not all on it, then some of their family are. And so how are we going to afford 30 to 40 more millions of them? It will add another $100 trillion in unfunded financial liability to this country. $100 trillion in unfunded so-called benefits for the illegal aliens. How is this possible? How is it that our Constitution, which only applies to U.S. citizens, can be applied to non-citizens? How is it possible? Amnesty is a path to citizenship. They are already getting more than what most taxpayers can qualify for, especially in this sick, demented state of California. I am sick and tired of hearing that these poor illegals don't get welfare or that illegals can't vote. They've been encouraged to vote ever since Janet Reno, and I didn't say Janet Napolitano, since Janet Reno converted our motor vehicle bureaus into insta-vote stations for non-citizens. I've affectionately called my motor vehicle bureau here, the DMV, the Department of Mexican Voting. If you find it offensive, it's too damn bad. That's what it is. You go there, you get a license, si se puede, you get your ID, and you go and you vote. And the little old Bolshevik ladies in tennis sneakers and all of the voting booths, all the voting places in California won't even ask you for identity. I once tried to give it, and they got mad at me. I said, what do you mean you won't take my identity? Oh, no, she said, we can't do that. I said, what do you mean you can't do that? Why can't you do that? Ha. Huh. How do you like that? So I'm speaking in all caps tonight. I know that's offensive to liberals. They like to speak in lowercase with proper pronunciation in their voices. I don't. I speak in all caps. You can mark that one down. Michael Savage speaks in all caps. How do you feel about amnesty for illegals? We know most of you oppose it because you're sane taxpayers and you love your country. The path to citizenship runs south. You want a path to citizenship? It runs south, back to where you came from. And then get online and come here legally, like everyone else, like my father and my grandfather. The quotas have not changed. For every illegal that is granted amnesty, some other poor soul who is waiting online gets pushed off the line. To put the lawbreakers at the head of the line is an obscenity. It is pornographic. And it guarantees that more illegals will jump the fences and come here illegally. So, I've made my point. What's your point? Is there anyone out there who is in favor of amnesty for illegals? And if you are, without screaming and yelling, tell me why you're in favor of it. Give me a fiscal reason. Why? Tell me why we should grant amnesty to illegal aliens from a fiscal point of view. Does anyone have that argument? Neil, do you have anyone there? Mike on WABC, welcome to the Savage Nation. Are you for or against amnesty for illegal aliens?
That I'm going to prove how I am right now. The other night that I had a George Lopez comedy special that was on the HBO program, and right at the end, they're going to take over the country and white people are going to be mowing their lawns. They're going to show us the same respect that supposedly the population showed them. And
I rest my case, because if people think that this is a passive group of immigrants, I've got another guess coming for them. I got another guess coming for them of what will happen if amnesty is granted to these hordes of illegal aliens. Thank you very much. So he said, we're going to take over America and turn the white man into a lawnmower. Isn't that nice? I guess Obama didn't watch that comedy special. Or did he write it?
Savage.
I recently spoke about an article entitled, While Obamacare Stuns the U.S., Leading from Behind Unravels World Peace. And it was written by Saul Sanders. I call it one of the best articles I've read in a long time. The article talks about how Obama's mismanagement is not only ruining the reputation of the United States in the world, but how it also threatens to destabilize the world, especially world peace. He joins us now to talk a little bit more about this important topic. Saul Sanders, welcome back to the Savage Nation.
Thank you very much for having me.
So what was the main point you want people to understand from your article?
American foreign policy is in almost total disarray. We're suffering, of course, from a lot of problems and trends that preceded Obama's presidency. I think we ought to make that clear. I was thinking just recently, we forget that in 1983, when we had 300 American and French military blown up in Lebanon, that Reagan, and I'm a very big Reagan supporter, Reagan's answer was to withdraw, and that tipped the scales, I think. That told the Islamic extremists that America was not invincible. We, under pressure, we would withdraw. It also showed them that despite our military superiority, they had weapons that they could use against us. And I think that began the long trend that ended in 9/11. Now, I think where Obama is responsible is on three counts. First, he has denigrated, he's gone back and tried to diminish the American role in the post-war period. And I think that's not only ridiculous in terms of history and fact and what future historians will see as a remarkable performance by the Americans, who are, after all, came out of World War II as by far the biggest power, that single power the world had ever seen, but amateurs in the whole international theater. So by doing that, he's reduced our ability to influence events. The world has come to depend on us in the last 60 years. Even when they're most critical of us, the world has become dependent on the United States to lead the way toward peace and stability in a world that is, as the cliche says, a very dangerous jungle out there. That all comes under this theory of leading from behind. That is, we are not going to take the primary role in trying to lead alliances around the world. We're going to try from the back to manipulate other people, and it is exceedingly difficult. It's impossible by the kind of amateurs that Obama has surrounded himself with as advisors on foreign policy.
Well, I agree that leading from behind has proven not to work.
The second thing I think that Obama has done is to help the American public, which is always busy chasing our own private affairs, and that's the way it's supposed to be in our kind of society. He's helped the American public to forget perhaps the most important significance of 9/11, and that was, for the first time in our modern history, foreign elements could come and be very destructive in our home environment.
Well, what is the third point?
The third thing I'd say is, for whatever reasons, Obama and himself and many of the advisors who surround him have a very romantic notion about Islam and everything associated with it. We in the Western world have suffered this for a long time. It's what I call the Arab syndrome, the idea that the Arabs out there in the desert are a pristine, uncontaminated, simple people that have great romantic interest for us. It's the Lawrence of Arabia syndrome, and it comes out of a long European tradition about the noble savage, that because people live in a primitive world, they are untouched by all the poison that inhabits our own contemporary world. We know that's not true, of course. And this idea of courting that kind of romantic vision ignores what is the present condition of the Muslim world.
We see Obama's transformation that's going on. Do you think it's been on purpose, or is Obama the accidental president?
Well, I'll tell you very frankly, I have conspiracy days and I have total idiocy days. It seems to me that you can make a good case for either one. Look, we know the environment that President Obama came out of in Chicago. It was a group of friends, most of them graduates of the 1960s New Left, and they had all the beliefs and all the inclinations of those people. And they, and as he has said, coming out of that group, he and they wanted to transform America. And I believe that, you know, things like a nationalization of the health welfare scheme, that was basic, for example, to that part of the conspiracy. If you get control of the nation's health, you have control of a sixth of the country's economy, and you have control, or you have an input, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, you're able to reform everyone's life through giving them better and more adequate health care. I mean, that would be what they would say and probably sincerely believe is their aim. But of course, what that comes down to is that the government tells you what's good for you. And that's very much a characteristic of these people, I think. When I say these people, I mean the president and his advisors, and I mean the self-appointed media elite. They know what's good for the rest of us, and they will pursue a program to give us what we ought to have. So if I'm a guy who's scraping through and find an insurance policy for my health emergencies that costs me very little money but would take care of me during a catastrophic event in my health, I'm wrong because I'm not taking what they think is a better policy. So they're going to force the insurance companies to stop giving me the policy that I've chosen. This all goes back, of course, to a very fundamental understanding or point of view about the United States and American life, and that is whether we have the liberty, even the liberty and the freedom to make mistakes, or whether an all-knowing federal bureaucracy, supposedly of experts, can lead us toward blessed new world, the transformed world.
Well, we've lost the trust of our allies and emboldened our enemies, as I point out, in trickle-down tyranny. Do you think this damage can be repaired at all?
Well, I don't think there's any way of knowing that, really. You know, we've had catastrophic moments before. I was a high school student when Pearl Harbor came, and because my family and I followed the news, and because I was already an apprentice journalist, I thought, I was chosen to go from room to room, from classroom to classroom, and sum up where we were and what the picture was in January 1942. And it was very, very grim. It's hard for anyone who didn't live through that to really understand how bad it looked. The Nazis had conquered Europe. They had enormous resources. The Japanese were swinging through all of Asia, defeating impregnable places like the British in Singapore. One after another, we were losing the battle, and that continued for months. So I think if you were a betting man in January 1942, you might have bet on the other side.
Saul, where can people read more of your great writing?
It appears on worldtribune.com and on my website, which is yeoldecrab, yeoldecrab. That title comes out of an argument with a friend, a young friend, many years ago at the Wall Street Journal. We were having a bitter argument about something I've even forgotten now, and he said, "You're just an old crab." And I decided that perhaps was true, but that it had its good points as well as its bad ones.
Saul Sanders, thanks again for being with us on The Savage Nation. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
When do we want it?
Immigration is not a crime. Stop the Pentagon. Now's the time.
The United States has been shaped by immigrants.
Comprehensive immigration reform is not dead.
We want to reunite families who have been torn apart by deportation.
Barack Obama.
Pushing us, and together we will deliver immigration reform.
Si se puede, 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 si se puede.
No, si se puede, no, si se puede, no, si se puede. And that is why we're going to have this discussion tonight on The Savage Nation. We will have it tomorrow night in The Savage Nation. We will have it Friday night in The Savage Nation. We'll have it Monday night on The Savage Nation, and Tuesday night, and Wednesday night, and Thursday night, and Friday night, and we will stop the Quisling Republicans. We will stop the Blue Dog Democrats, or we will lose America. As Muhammad Ali said, float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. I can talk about Indian buffets and Chinese buffets. I can talk about dogs, drums, cars, boats, guns, and jazz music. But when it comes right down to it, there's nobody better than me in terms of politics and strategy. The phone number to The Savage Nation is 855-400-7282. We're taking on the most important topic and the most important battle left to fight against Obama and his minions. And believe me, he has tremendous support for this from some of the biggest corporations in America, from the Catholic Church, because they want the pews filled up again, they want the coffers filled up again, and they can only get it through illegal aliens, and they should not be meddling in politics because we have a separation of church and state, and I'll say it over and over again. I want the church out of politics. I don't want to hear one more cardinal telling us we have to grant amnesty to illegal aliens, or we'll start a march against the church's nonprofit status. I'll do that if I have to. Get out of our political system. Stick to what you know best. Stick to your theology and get out of politics. How dare you tell us that we have to grant amnesty to illegals simply because your pews are emptying out? No, it's not your right to tell us what to do politically. There should be a hard line of separation between church and state. And if we have to unleash the atheist wolves on you, we will. Get out of this field. Stay away from this field. What the heck is Mark Zuckerberg's business telling the world that he wants illegal aliens granted amnesty. What does that creep have to do with this subject? What is that polo shirt wearing creep? What does he know about politics? What, because he had a group of sharp lawyers and a very smart website? Suddenly he's a genius? What the heck does Zuckerberg know about any of this? And why does Zuckerberg and other Zooks and other little Zooks want illegal aliens to have amnesty? What do all the little Zooks in Silicon Valley gain from that? You can figure it out, can't you? You're a big boy. You can figure out that although you were once a good liberal, when your $75 an hour job in Silicon Valley went away and they hired someone for $40 an hour, you said, wait a minute, that's not fair. I went to school and learned how to be a computer programmer. Why did they fire me? That's why, because the little Zooks are greedy, and the little Zooks want cheaper labor. Don't believe one word of their liberal talk. It has nothing to do with compassion. It has everything to do with the bottom line and nothing but the bottom line. To these people, they are men without a country. The phone number is 855-407-282. It's the Savage Nation. KSFO, great station in San Francisco. I'm so glad I'm back on this station. For many years, I was on in this market as the king of talk radio for many years. And then I was off because of political pressure put on the station by former management. I know where it came from. The very same people are pushing amnesty right now. Knocked me off KSFO, then knocked me off that other fake station. Where Pawn will be on, along with someone else. Pawn will be on it, I think. And I will be on this great Cumulus KSFO station for the duration of this battle. I will be on this station, I will be holding down the fort, and I will be expressing my opinion. And I will tell you this, I have every right to express my opinion. I will not be shouted down, I will not be intimidated, I will not be threatened by the illegal hordes. I have rights as an American citizen, and if they threaten me, I will call the police and I'll call the federal government. I will not be bulldozed by these mobs anymore. They did this to me before. They tried to destroy my career, and destroy it they almost did. You have no idea why I was taken off the air in San Francisco, do you? It was the illegal aliens who did it, and their fellow travelers. In L.A. County alone, the welfare cost for illegals is $650 million a year. Look it up. In Los Angeles County alone, the welfare cost for non-citizens is $650 million. Who's going to pay for it, the liberals? Huh? How come all these new illegal aliens are driving beautiful trucks? Where'd they get the trucks from? How's that possible? How do they send home $25 to $50 billion a year to their home country and drive around in new pickup trucks? Where'd the money come from? How come you don't have a new pickup truck? Where'd that come from? Oh, taxes? Oh, that's interesting. You mean they don't pay any? Well, maybe they do, but you know, at home maybe they don't. How about the cost to our schools? How about the bilingual education? What does that cost you? How about the cost of the hospitals? What is that costing you? What does that cost you, mister, you good liberal? We're all very compassionate. We all love humanity. We all love the next man. We all love the next man. But who's going to pay for it? You? Who's going to pay for this? This is Bolshevism. This is Obama's communism. Take from the good people and give to the criminals. Take from the taxpayer and give to the leeches. Of course they come for a better life, but they make others' lives worse. The schools are swimming in anchor babies who don't and won't speak English. And so what are the schools doing? They're not doing what they did in my day. They are lowering their standard. Why do you think that while we once had the greatest education system in the world, top of the line, math and science, we're now in the toilet? Do you think this happened by accident? Where do you think your education dollars are going? Where do you think it's going? Bilingual education. Education for the children of illegal aliens constitutes the single largest cost to taxpayers, an annual price tag of $52 billion absorbed by state and local governments, meaning your state taxes. Most illegal aliens, despite what you've been told by Obama and the church, and by Mark Faceberg, most illegal aliens, no matter what Faceberg says, do not pay income taxes. Among those illegals who do pay income taxes, much of the revenues that are collected are refunded to the illegal aliens when they file tax returns. Many illegal aliens are also claiming tax credits, which results in payments from the U.S. Treasury to them, which is how they all have new cars. Additionally, the estimated cost of illegal immigration to Indiana State alone is $608 million per year. It is time to end the abuse of American weakness and American generosity. I believe in the law of the land. I believe you should believe in the law of the land. I believe you have to understand this has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with fiscal sanity. Fiscal sanity. Obama said, sign the bill and then I will secure the borders. No, my friend. Secure the borders first, and then we can decide if we can even afford the illegal aliens. Here are some of the hard facts. 25 to 30% of all inmates in federal prisons are illegal immigrants. Doesn't that worry you? A staggering number of illegal immigrants are housed in California's prisons and jails. And who do you think's footing that bill? You are. That's why your state taxes are through the roof. And who will release the illegal aliens from prison? Why, Obama may do that. If he grants amnesty to the illegals in the name of family reunification, isn't it true that many of the family members are in prison, or some of them are? You can't do that to a family. Are you people crazy? Is there no limit to your insanity? You know, I wrote a book years ago called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder. I was right then, I'm right now, and I'm right here. Do you support or oppose amnesty for illegals? Yes or no?
Savage.